Tanya, Perek Yud Gimel. Beze Yuvan Loshen Mamre Chazal. Now we can explain the Loshen of Chazal when it says Beinonim, a Beinoni. Ze veze Shoftan. This and this judge them. Perish. Yetzara v'yetzar tov. The Yetzara of a person, the evil inclination, and the good inclination of a person judges him. What does that mean? Dichtiv. Ki yamod liyamin evyon. He will stand to the right of the evyon. Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lohoshia, to save him. Mishoftei nafsho, from those people who are judging his soul. V'lo amru ze v'ze moshlim chas v'shalom. We don't say the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra are moshlim, have dominion over him, because the Yetzer Ra doesn't have dominion. Ki kishyesh eze shlita u'memshala el Yetzer Ra. There is any form of dominion of the Yetzer Ra be'ir ktana, in this little city of our marshal. Remember the little city, the city? Afilu lefi sha'a kala, even for one moment, nikra rosha. He's called a Rosh at that moment when he does the Aveira, whether it's in thought, whether it's in speech, whether it's in action. Right? Ela Yetzara Eino Rak Al Derech Moshel. The Yetzara is only, for example, Kamo Shofet V'dayin, like a judge. Ha'ome Da'ato B'mishpat, who says his view in judgment. It will be that the halacha won't be that way. He just gives an opinion. But the halacha will be, you have three dayanim in a beis din. Who are the three dayanim here? Who are the three judges here? Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Ra, and guess who else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're doing okay. Right? That's only a beinoni. Because there he's only a shofet. When he's only a shofet, you have three shoftim. And the third one is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipnei sheyesh od shofet v'dayin hacholik alav, who's arguing on him. V'tzarek lachriya b'neim, and we have to be machriya, we have to judge between them. V'alocha k'divrei machriya, the alocha is like the one who, how do you say machriya, is diverts the judgment, pushes it a certain way, right? How do you say machriya? You know the English better than me.
Machriya,
right? Yeah, it's bending, I mean bend it in a certain way, but it, yeah, okay. Kach ha-yetzara, that's the yetzara, omed da'ato b'chalal ha-smani. He says his das in the chalal ha-smani, right? Shebelev, in his heart. U'mehalev ola lamoch, and from the heart goes up to his mind. Now understand how it's happening here. The yetzara isn't in your head. The yetzara is in your heart. And then it goes to your head, right? That idea. Now, what happens when it goes to your head? You're thinking about it. No, you're not thinking about it. There's thoughts. We spoke about this. There's thoughts. There's like background thoughts that a person has. And they might not be good thoughts. If he doesn't think about them actively, he's not a Rasha. If they just come up in there and he doesn't actively think them, doesn't actively dwell there, he's not a Rasha in his Machshava. What then happens is the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ha, they shoved him that thought, and of course, Baruch Hu's machriya and removes it. He doesn't have dominion. Doesn't have dominion in his thinking process. It's there in background music, and it can pop up, and he'll push it out. Right? We explained this last week. You remember? Okay. Umehalev ola lamoch lahar herbo, for him to think about it. Umiyad. Straight away, the Yetzer Tov is cholikalav. Then the second mishofet, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebemoach hamit pashet b'chalal ha'yemini, shebelev, that goes down into the lev, mokom mishkan Yetzer Tov, v'alocha k'divrei ha'machriya, and the locha is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ozro, who helps him, la'yetzer tov k'mama chazal. Now, for us, let me explain it a little bit more. Who is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is our neshama. The shefa of our neshama is kivyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on our neshama, and the neshama is mashpia on the halal, on our mind, and into the halal yemini, and that we are machriya letov. Because a yid is intrinsically good. Any person is intrinsically good inside his neshama. That's intrinsically who a person is. Right? Kama marzal. Il mala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the explanation of Chazal, if it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozro, ein yachola, we can't. We wouldn't be able to be shofit ayetzara, we'd be equal. And then there would be a fight of who would have dominion, and we'd lose. Sometimes we'd win, sometimes we'd lose. More likely than anything, we'd lose, because Chazal says we wouldn't be able to unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. So it sounds as if even a Beinoni would lose without the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have to understand what that means. We're not understanding that. Do you feel when you're judging something, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi, right? He's helping me. You feel that? You feel when you're thinking, you feel you're doing it. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozro? So I told you, that's your neshama. That's your pneumius. There's something above you which you don't actually feel. Your subconscious, the real you. I don't know how you say it in psychology. The id. The id's probably the itzara, but your subconscious. Yeah? But your deep subconscious. Lemaite, if you want to talk about subconscious, we can speak about it. There's actually three levels of subconscious. I don't know if they speak about it in psychology, but it's certainly spoken about. Remember yesterday we gave a shiur about Keter, the crown? So there's a crown that's within you, so to speak, like within your moach, within you. There's a crown within you. There's a crown which is around you, and there's a crown which is far away from you. It's, you know, Chazal will speak about it. You know, we can speak about these things here, because the Avadya is here, so it's okay. Maxim will explain to us. There's a crown which is basically your keter, which is part of your inner being. The crown represents your inner rotzen. Then there's an inner rotzen, inner will. Rotzen means will. There's an inner will. There is an inner will which is floating above you. That's your makifin. That's your neshama that goes around you. Your soul that goes around you. Then there's the higher makifin ad ein sof, which also they all have ketarim. But we speak about just one more, right? It's called tzadik lamed mem. Your tzadik's in you. Your lamed, and you have a mem. That's Tzelem, that's what Tzelem Elohim, that's called Tzelem. Those represent different aspects of our neshama. It's a higher level soul which is around us, surrounding us. So what does that mean to us? I mean, what does that mean to us? You know, it's all nice. What does it mean practically to us? Our inner self, and definition of a person is his rotzen, his will. When we dream, usually, you know, when we think things, we sit here. What is our will inside us? We're hearing it, we're listening to it. Sometimes you'll be upset about something, and you're subconscious, right? Not your subconscious, your animalistic subconscious. Not your desires that you can't sublimate, or are repressed in you. I'm not talking about that type of subconscious. That's a very base one. I'm talking about the higher level, the human subconscious, his neshama. If he's in contact with those. The Gemara speaks about different types of dreams. The Gemara actually says there's like three types of dreams. When I was in Russia, one of my students was getting married there, and his father's a professor in psychology. And since he was coming to Russia, so they asked him to give a lecture on dreams. So we were talking about it. So like he told me what he thought. He was telling me the machlokas that the psychologists have in dreams, whether it's your residue, or if it's like you're thinking about things you thought about, whatever. So I told him that's what Chazal said. He says Lamaise, he doesn't know if there's a machlokas, because if you look at someone's residue, like someone's what he puts in the bin, right? You'll know what newspaper he reads, you probably understand his political ideas, what he eats, if he eats whole wheat bread, right? What he eats, you know a lot of things about if you pick up his trash. You can figure out a person. That's too. Even our residue, you can poke out what we are. You understand what I'm saying? So, according to Chazal, there's three types of dreams. There's a dream which is the level of Nevuah, which is a very high level of Nevuah, which when our Neshama leaves us, when a person sleeps, it's floating around in Neshama space. That's any place. Star Wars, right? It's floating around, and it connects with the Malachim, with angels. And those angels will reveal him secrets in the Torah and all sorts of things. We don't have those dreams, don't worry. Chas v'shalom, if a person does have big averas, right? It also floats around, and then he meets bad angels, mashchitim, And that's what's called a bad dream. We also don't have those. We're not on the level. In order to be on the level for one, you have to be on the level the opposite for the other, right? We don't do such big averas, and we're not such a high level, right?
So when you talk of, so are the issues of level and avera separate? I mean, like, because you might think that it's somebody that's at a very, very high level, but even something that would be considered sort of basic or petty for us, Hashem might hold him more responsible for it. So is it, he has to be doing something to be considered sort of for everybody big avera, or something that because he's at that
it
level?
It could be on his level, it would be a big avera, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because the bigger you are, the smaller things you do are bigger avaras. That's true. But even in a time where there's people who are very big people, the Rishayim of that time will be very Rishayim, and they can connect to the lower spiritual worlds in that sense, and then dreams, and also outside their dreams. Ruchnius has to be equal. So if you have a place where there's a lot of Ruchnius, you'll also see a lot of the Hepach. That's why Yidden, right? You see the greatest people and you see the worst people. They can do the greatest good to the world and they can do the tremendous bad to the world. It's a koch. Kosh Baruch Hu gave you a koch. Right? Doesn't mean you don't find other people who can't do bad. There's lots of people who did bad in the world, right? Right? Even, you know, there's lots of people who do good. But the level, it's very hard to define good. Good doesn't always necessarily mean how we see it in terms of how many people's lives you saved, how many people you helped. It might also depend on what you're thinking. You understand what I'm saying? Like I say it all the time. Two people can wear the same tefillin, and he can be in Atzilus, he can be in a higher spiritual world, and he can be a lower down. He can be the Atzilus of Asir. It's the same mitzvah, but it depends how you do it, and depends who you are. You understand? So now, how we get onto that? Okay. Now, and there's a third form of dream, which is basically what a person thinks. What a person thinks during the day, and that's really subconscious. That subconscious that we have. Those type of dreams we have today. That's why we have certain halachas about dreams. We have certain, if you have a bad dream, you can even fast on Shabbos. Nowadays, it's very rare that we do that, those things, unless it's a very weird type of dream. Usually, it's thinking about what you thought about or you're worried about, it comes up, or if you're lucky, some people actually dream Torah. Right? If you're lucky, you know, if you're thinking Torah the whole time, you'll actually, you know, even get a Torah. So you so much wanted to be that by that rabbi and learn Torah, you might get a shir from him in the middle of your dream. Right? It happens. These things can happen. These things happen. You know, everyone in their own. Anyway, let's go. So now, why do I get onto that one? Because this ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our neshama. Our neshama is connected to Tachet Kisei HaKavod. And this ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in a sense, it's us. It's the neshama that He gave us. These wills that He gave us, this is our intrinsic will. The intrinsic will of a human person, the deeper he goes, the more you will see he wants to be selfless and giving of himself completely. Ultimately, when a person goes and delves deep into himself, you will see the goodness in him. When you see a person, right, if you look at a person, when you see, like, I'm saying this all the time, but I want you to understand, it's very important. When you see a person, he does something wrong. It's a shell. He's disconnected. He's connecting to his shell. He's connected to his goof. He's connected to his physicality. He's not bad. He just didn't connect to who he really is. It's a misconnect. It's a misconnect. A person's a rasha. What do you mean it's a rasha? When a person does an avera, his neshama leaves him. It's his shell that's acting. His shell and his basic soul that gives him life. That's what's acting. You with me? Okay, let's go. So it says, Vaita. He ha'ara shemi'ir or Hashem al nefesh elokit. It gives O Hashem on nefesh elokit liyot la yitaron extra v'shlita and dominion al sichlut haksil. What's called sichlut haksil? The stupidness of the yitzara. Ki yitaron ha'o min ha'choshik, like light from darkness. How much light you need to push away a lot of darkness? A little bit more. A little ha'ar from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it gets a lot of darkness that's pushed away. Ach, macha shahara shebechalal smali beino bebeinoni. Since you do have ra in the left side of a person's heart, hu betokfo, it's all there in its strength. Ketol dato. Lit avot tava lekol tanuge olam zeh. That it be'etzim wants the desires of this world. Velonit batel b'mute, and it's not a bottle in the mute legabe atov with regards to the good. Velonit chamim komoklan, it's not pushed away from its place at all. Rak she'ein lo shlito memshala, the good doesn't have, it doesn't, sorry, the ra doesn't have shlito memshala. Lit pashet be'evraglov, to come out in actuality in his physical body. Bipnei shakolish baruch ha'amoid le'yamin avion, he stands on the side of the avion. The avion is this poor person called the yetzer atov. And he helps in and gives light to his soul. Therefore, this register is called the Rosha. He's called like a Rosha, the Beinoni. Even if everyone calls you a Tzaddik, be in your eyes like a Rosha. It doesn't mean that you are a Rosha. Below Rasha Mamish, not a Rasha, Ella, Sheyachzik Atzmo LeBeinoni. Think of yourself as a Beinoni. You don't have complete Shlita on your Yetzirah. He still can, you know, he can still come up there. He can still make you think thoughts, or you might have, you know, or ideas to do Averas, and you stop it. Below Lamin LaHaolam SheOmrim SheRasha Boom Nitbatan. Don't believe people who say, no, you don't have any Ra in you. Legabi atov with regards to the good. Shizu madregat tzadik. That's the level of a tzadik. Ela ye beinecha ki ilu mahuto v'atzmuto shel ra, as if the ra itself, hu betokfo v'guvato b'chalal atzmali, it's in its strength on the left side. Ketol dato v'lo chalaf, it didn't go away. V'alach mimen, it went from him. Mu'um atov. Ad rabba nitchazek yote b'hemshech hazman, it became stronger with more time. Shnishtamesh bo harbe b'achile v'shtia. Because he uses lots, there's a lot of eating and drinking, v'shat inyanei olam hazeh, other involvement in this world, v'af mishe b'terat Hashem chavtzo, and even someone who desires Torah, v'yegeh bo yamam v'layla, and he'll learn Torah day and night, lishma, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en zu ha'chocha klal, shenitcha ra mimkomo. There's no ra yet that the ra went out from him. Ele yechol yod shema'uto v'atmuto hu betokfo, it's betokfo, v'gvurato mimkomo ha'chalal asmali, it's in his left side, it's still in its gvurato, levushav shehem machshava dibu v'maisa, the levush that it has, shel nefesh ha'behemis, of his lower animal soul, Einan mitlabshim b'moach v'apeh v'yadayim v'shay v'ray guf v'pnei Hashem shenatan shlita v'mshalah. He's not mitlabesh. He doesn't have any expression there, but he's still around. L'moach al alev, with the moach on the heart. L'chein nefesh elokit shebmoach moshelet be'ir k'tana. His nefesh elokit has shlita in this little city which is called Avri Aguf, the limbs of his body, kulam. Shulavush umerkava l'shlosh shavushim shitlapshu behem shemachshav adibu ma'isa. They'll have dominion of all these three aspects. Shel tarag mitzvos hater. Ava ma'uto. Okay, we'll stop here. What's the question?
I don't know if we said this before. How does the Baal HaTanya know that the Yetzer Hara was in the left side of the heart?
It's Gemara. It's a Gemara.
Who's Rav?
Rava? Yeah, Rava. We said Rava's a Beinoni. Rava's a Beinoni.
This is what he was saying.
Yeah, this is what he was understanding of Rava, who's a Beinoni. That means he's not yet complete. I don't know Rava, right? That's what Gemara says. That's what Baal HaTanya is based on. But it's a very high level. That means you can be doing only mitzvahs. You cannot be thinking of eras. But it's around. The Ra is around. It's there. You haven't completely got rid of it. You're not yet as complete tzaddik. Now, that's an avoda. You know, for us, I mean, it's very hard all the time to be a Beinoni, but we should try and think of zmanim. Take times. That, you know, probably the hardest thing, it's hard to do every single action properly. It's even harder to do every single feeling properly, right? And even harder every thought. But you should know, if you start with the thoughts, we might think we start with the actions. If you start with working in your thoughts, and it's always that way. You know, people will say, you know, people sometimes see something, you see yourself sometimes you get angry, right? That's bedibu, b'machshava, b'maisa, right? You did the whole thing, you got angry, right? Shiyo rosh, otoshan, by anger, it's terrible. Well, they spoke about anger, your whole neshama leaves you. So like, but, so where, you know, how are you going to work on your anger? So like most people, you know, so like, the time that you get angry, you have to be kovish, you have to work. But you have to be smart. For example, let's take anger. Usually, a person's angry because of a certain reason. Usually, you'll find that there's days you get, it's more easy to get angry, and there other days you don't. So you have to work out, and it's very hard to work out yourself, something you might need someone to help you out with this. But you have to be aware that you're getting angry more than you usually do. Or why are you angry? Or why are you upset more today? Or why this, right? Then you have to think about yourself. And usually anger is associated with a frustration. With something that you want to change and you can't. Then, right? And that thing itself can have an effect on you on the rest of your life. It can make you more susceptible to anger. Now everyone has things in his life which he would like to be different. His roommate. Lots of things. It was a joke, right? There's lots of things that a person would want to change, right? His shir, his chavrusa, his this. Being a different yeshiva, every sort of thing. That doesn't happen often, being a different yeshiva. We know that, okay. No, but seriously. There's always something that a person wants to change. There's always something in his life he's not satisfied with and he wishes it would change. Sometimes he has to get to the nekuda that he can't change it now, or it's not going to change, or if it is going to change, it's going to take time, and he has to be accepting of that situation. If a person's accepting of a situation and realize he can't change it, it's much more easy to cope with it, and he won't have anger. For example, you might give a very simple example. You have an athlete, right? An athlete. He's running for the Olympics. He went in a car, got a car accident, no legs. Can't be an athlete. He'll be angry, he'll be frustrated, he'll be annoyed, till he gets to terms that he can't run. And even if even through anger, you get through depression. Anger is a source of depression. Depression comes from anger. Because you're angry, you want to change something, it can't be changed. You're depressed about it. Instead of accepting it. Most people even go mad because they can't accept the world. So they midamien, they have imagination about a different world. Some people play computer games because of that. Right? They want to be in a different world. Some people watch television because of that. Some people watch films the whole time. Some people, well, I don't know what they do. It's an escape because they're not willing to accept their reality. And there's a depression. So all of us on a certain level have that. So that's where you use your machshava. In the machshava you have to change. That's why the Rambam, when he calls his halachas of midas, he calls it hilchas deis. You change your thinking. You have to work where in your thinking you want to change. And you can be margil yourself, you will get used to it in your action. That's how you work. But you have to think about yourself in a very deep way. It's not so easy. Some things in life are very hard. It's very unfair. It shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be that way according to the Torah, shouldn't be that way according to a lot of things. And even people who represent the Torah might even be behaving in a bad way. And that's how they behave, and you have to be accepting because that's the reality of life. When you come to an accepting of that reality of life, you can work with it. You can move around it. You understand?
How can you say being a tzaddik is an avoda? Being a beinuni is an avoda.
We haven't got to a tzaddik.
A rosh v'tovlo is a...
What are you saying? Being even a rosh v'ralo is an avoda. A lepach, but it's also an avoda. What do you think, it's so easy?
Well, how is being a tzaddik? That's what you said before. You said it's being a tzaddik, that's an avoda.
It's of course an avoda. Being a beinuni is an avoda. I mean the tzaddik of a beinuni.
But tzaddik has no...
No. Tzaddik got rid. It's outside. It's not even there. It's not even a shofet. It's nothing. We're talking about us. we're never going to get at where we are now to always be a Beinoni. It's hard. Maybe, you know, later on in life. It's not a shame. But at the moment, we want to work on getting more of the day into a Beinoni. We don't want to give up on ourselves. I'm a Beinoni half of the day. I'm a Beinoni 3/4 of the day. I'm a Beinoni 10 hours of the day. I'm at least a Beinoni when I go to sleep. Right? We have to improve. We have to get there. That's what it says. Rishayim, Shein etov lehem v'tov lehem. For Rishayim, sleep is good for them, it's good for the world as well. Let them sleep a little. Tzadikim is bad for them. Right. Okay, let's go fight a bit. אבל מהו טובתו של נפש אלוקית? אין להשליט בממשלה על מהו טובתו של נפש הבהמיס בבינוני. It doesn't have שליטה on the נפש הבהמיס בבינוני. כי אם בשעה שאהבת השם הוא בהתגלות ליבו. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself in his heart. בעיתים. The love of Hashem is in his heart. בעיתים מזומנים כמו בשעת התפילה. In specific times like davening or כיוצא בזה. ואף גם זאת הפעם אינו רק שליטו ממשלה לבד כדכתיב לאום מלאום יאמץ. Remember we see in the Pasuk by Yaakov and Esav that there's a fight between Yaakov and Esav. That's the fight between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. Whatever we learn about Yaakov and Esav, we learn how to fight the Yetzer Ra. So if you want to learn how to fight the Yetzer Ra, what had Yaakov? Tefillah, Doron, present, and Milchama. Bashas, Maisa, Milchama. Sometimes he takes you to somewhere, you have to fight him. Sometimes you have to give him a present. You know, I'll give you a nice pizza and we'll go to the Torah later. Right? It's a present. You have to be Mishachneim. Right? If I get up in the morning, right? If you get up early for Shachar for the whole week, you buy yourself a nice, I don't know, nice safe. That's also Mishachneim. That's awesome. Why not? You can buy him a nice breakfast as well. So you get up early, I'll give you a good breakfast. And if you get up late, no good breakfast. You only have half the breakfast you were going to have. You can give him a matana.
A tzaddik can't do that.
Huh?
A
tzaddik won't have the need for it. It's not there.
He's already getting up.
Yeah, his chakras is already behind him.
Are there any tzaddiks alive right now?
Yes, probably. I don't know. Look, Rava was a Beinoni. According to Baratanya, I don't know. Rava was a Beinoni. Is anyone like Rava? I don't know. How am I supposed to know? A person can do no Averas. No Averas. And not think of... First of all, how can you tell a person's thinking in Avera? You can do no active Averas and you can be a Rosh of Aralo. Rosh of Atovlo, sorry. You can be thinking Averas. You can tell what a person is. This is an avoda pnimis. Do you understand? Life's not about I'm keeping mitzvahs. Life's how you're keeping mitzvahs. It's avoda. We don't finish by, you know, I'm about to, I keep Shabbos, I got married, I have 6 kids, 7 if you want, right? And I learn 3 hours a day and think, that's it, that's the end of it, I finished, I'm fixed. It's an avoda. You have to be over it on all levels. You with me? You want a bigger kesher to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want to be connected more. You want your davening to be better. You want your thing to be better. We work. It's hard.
Thank you.
It's hard. Okay. Kishazekam zenofel. Right? It's a fight. Shenefesh elohit mitametzel itgaberet al nefesh behemis b'makog v'vato shi bina. That's bina litbonen begadlut Hashem ein sof baruch hu. Now this is important. What midah are we using to fight? Ulolid ava aza laHashem kerishve eish b'chadal yiminish b'libo. We're using midas habina. What's bina? Binas halev, imagination. What creates ava for something? Right? Your imagination. Your imagination, your intuition, I don't even mean that, your understanding, the left part of your brain, right? You understand what I'm saying? When the same imagination that makes us desire is the same imagination which makes us desire Kodesh Baruch Hu, and have an ava of Hashem and a tshuka of Hashem. It's the same midah. The same midah which brings averas is the same midah which brings us to the highest level of creativity and tshuka to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's zeh k'neged zeh asa Elokim. When that midah is active in Avas Hashem, it's not sholet on a person taivas olam hazeh. And that's what he's saying. So that's the midah we use to be shofto. That's the midah we use to be kovishim, to fight. And the Yisrael Salant, it's pulled down, and everyone says in their own way that the shorish of all ra is dimyan, is imagination. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that the alpi chochma, according to pure rationale, we don't have any concepts of shadim, of bad angels and stuff like that. All these sorts of things only exist in the world of dimyan. What does it mean only exist? But we exist in that world. We're still in the world of dimyan. We're not in the world of chochma, of complete rationale. We live in that world because we have a yetzara. So all these things have hashpa on us only because we're living in that world of dimyan. Ra only exists there. But at the same time, without that midah of bina, we don't have the tshuka for Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have desire. We don't have the ava. So we have to use it. We have to hofech it. Okay? V'az, it kafya sitra achra shebilchalas. We have dominion on the other side. Aval lo nitbatzel legamri. It's not mitbatzel legamri, benoni. Ela betzadik shneema, v'li bei chalal bekivi. It's empty. But by tzadik, it's empty, is the left side. V'hu mo'es bara, he hates ra. V'sono betachlis asina v'amius. He hates it with all hatred and disgustingness. O shelo betachlis asina. K'nichtiv le'el. Aval benoni, who derech marshal ka'adam shiyashan, he's like a person who's sleeping by him. Lachzov li'or, so it wakes up, mishnato, kachara b'beninu hu kiyashan b'chalal asmali, it's like sleeping in his left side, b'shah krishma b'tfilah shibulibo, bo'e ba'avas Hashem, when he's davening, it's bo'e ba'avas Hashem, v'chalkach, it burns with love of Hashem, v'chalkach, when he says krishma b'tfilah, and afterwards, yichol li'ot choze v'niyo, in return, matza min v'mino v'niyo, he finds his yetzirah, it wakes up again. V'lachain, haya rabba, Machzik atzmo ke benoni. Rava will consider himself like a benoni. Avdalo pasik pume migirsa. Even though he never stops speaking and learning Torah. The Torah Hashem chafso yomam v'layla. V'chafetze v'chashecha v'chuka. V'nefesh shokek. He desired l'Hashem ba'ava rabba. With a lot of love. K'shas kriyat shema v'tfila. All the time he had complete thinking only of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beinam, k'binoni mitpalel kol hayom, k'mam ha-razam, halavai shitil adam kol hayom kulo. His davening, his learning were like tshukas Hashem, like tefillah kol hayom. This is what's wrong with it with me? But this is the Eitzah. It's a very simple Eitzah. You fill yourself with ruchnius, even though you have ra in you, doesn't have any dominion. When you're davening, if you're thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu, schnitzel is not going to come into your mind. When you're learning, if you're into a Tosfos and you're concentrating and you're focusing and you want to understand the Tosfos, not just you're reading it and you're listening to the rabbi and like you're focusing there, you're into it, you're not going to have anything else there. The more you learn Gemara with the ability of focusing only on one thing, only on like learning be'iyun, focusing, and you practice, and you practice, and you practice, the more, it's like a meditative mode, the more you have the ability, whatever you do, to focus on it. And when you focus on it, then you make the other side out. You focus on ruchnius, the other side gets out, because it's not tofes anymore. There's no, you didn't leave any place for anything to be there. You don't push something out actively. You focus on good. Okay. V'nei, midas ha'ava zu ha'mura b'benoni b'shas ha'tfila al-yadei hitgabrut nefesh elokit. When he daven with hitgabrut nefesh elokit, he's like the strength of his spiritual soul. Hinei, legabi madrega tzadikim ovdei Hashem be'emet l'amito. Ein b'chines ha'ava zu nikro b'shem avodes emet. He said that klapei a tzadik, this ava is not really ava amiti. It's not really true ava. klal macha shecholefet va'overet ei achat tefila. It goes away after he davens. Kativ sfat emet tikon la'ad va'ad argia lashon sheker. Perhaps sfas emet will be there, and then will come lashon sheker, will come lies afterwards, right? I.e., the ra will come. With regards to Beinoni, this is still considered a pure avoda, complete avoda. Be'emet lamito. Shelahem ish ish lefi madrega tova madrega da Beinonim. Every person according to his madrega, even in the madrega Beinoni. Hareini kore ba'avatam shebetfilatam gam ken sfat emet tikon la'ad. It's still called sfat emet. It's still called the avoda of truth. Since the koach of the spiritual soul, lachzov le'oreh b'chinas ahava, every time he comes to avodas Hashem, he's me'oreh b'chinas ahava. So it is an avodah amiti, but that moment avodas amiti. Each day, so you can be high levels of tzidkus. Every time you build on it, every time you work, it has to come with work and achana. He's saying, even at Beinoni, it takes work and achana, because he's still there, the Ra is still there. You have to, it's a constant working. You know, that's tiring. That's tiring. You want to say, like, in the Western world, you work till you're 65, now you retire. Now you have fun, now you enjoy life. Right? Or, I don't know what they say, or you finished with life. Jewish, it's not that. It's a constant work. You can't retire. There's no retirement scheme here. No pension for the rabbi.
You can retire.
You can't retire. There's no retirement. This is an avoda, constant avoda. Getting up in the morning is a constant avoda. So now you get up every morning for Shabbos. You get up at 7 o'clock with your alarm clock. You get up. So, rabbi, I don't have any more avoda. No more avoda. What do you mean, no more avoda? How you get up? Did it take one silsil, to one ring, two rings, three rings? And with the three rings, four rings, five rings, you get up with your alarm clock, or after a minute did you get up? And after the minute you get up, how do you get up? You schluffed up and you like, or you got up, Kari. There's a way of getting up. Now I'm not telling you, right, but not too quick, says Mom. Don't jump out of bed, but you get up like, why you get up, Larry? Who cares how you get up? You got up, what's enough for me? You get up slowly, get up quickly. I mean, you take time anyway, brush your teeth, or do whatever you do afterwards, right? So what is nafka in it? How you get up? Who are you getting up for? Because you're going to Shach in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're getting up. If you're getting up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you get up? You understand? There's just getting up is an avoda. It's not right now, you know, he comes to Shacharis every morning, he's the first one there. Oh, he's finished his avoda for getting up for Shacharis. No, because it's a continual avoda. Stupid, simple things, which we think are stupid, they're not stupid. Simple things, there's constant avoda. Now don't make yourself meshugara. Don't make yourself like, you know, be normal, because if you overdo it, you'll burn out. You have to live on your level, you have to know where you're living. If you're getting up so well for Shacharis, but you know, you're still speaking Lashon Hara, okay, you know, like, let's work on the Lashon Hara first. You understand? Everyone's in his avoda. Ki nei, midas emes, but at the same time, sometimes if you work, and we said this, if you work on a certain midah and you purify it, the midah which is hardest in you, you purify it, you fix your whole self. And a person who's learning, and learning doesn't have to be the whole day, a person who's learning and learning is important to him, he has a tremendous koach to be shoulded on his yetzara. You guys in yeshiva, you're learning. Now's the time for avoda. Now's the time to be maligal yourself, to get yourself used to being a certain type of person. And when you're being that type of person and yeshiva, you've done it for a year, 2 years, you're doing it. You make it so punch part of you that it becomes you. It becomes you. So when you go back, it'll take a tremendous effort to take it out of you, to be okay it from you. This is the time for avoda. This is the time of reaching a darga in your learning. Not just I know how to learn now. To reach a level. To reach a level in avas Hashem. When you pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you feel Him? You talk to Him? Or are you just reading a siddur? You have to feel it. You have to feel it. When you put on tefillin, you have to feel it. Feel what you're doing. This is the world. This is the time we have now to work on a darga. And it doesn't have to be, and it has to be in a way that no one knows about it. I don't, you know people like davening like this and like throwing their hands around. Forget it. That's stupid. It's pnimi, it's inner. Anyone who shows it outwardly is missing. It's an avoda pnimit. You understand? I know my Rosh Hashiva. My Rosh Hashiva is very, right? I saw once when he used to have brown bread. So now, everyone, you know, most places, I'm not saying we should do this, I don't do it. But my Rosh Hashiva does it, he takes challah from the bread. Even though they already took, he wants to make sure he took challah from the bread. But how does he do it? So when he cuts his bread, so I saw before he cuts his bread, right? He cuts it on the side first, this way. He cuts a little sliver on the side, and then he cuts on the top, right? A little bit on the top, you make a mark. Then when he comes to cut his bread, he cuts down, all the way down, and this little sliver of bread, when he moves the knife, he pulls it forward, and it falls onto his lap. So he does it so quickly that no one even knows he's taking challah from the bread. You understand? And then he picks it up and puts it in his pocket or whatever, or he puts it on the side. No one even knows. He took challah from the bread without anyone knows. You have to actually look at him to see that he did it. You have to watch him very intensely. You understand? You hide your chassidus. You hide it. You don't show it. You hide who you are. You don't show who you are. You don't say, oh, I did these great mitzvahs. Oh, I learned so much Gemara. Oh, I'm so good. You don't do that. You hide. If you're teaching, you show certain things, but who you are, you hide. It's gaiva not to hide who you are. You lose your schar. You lose your reward for it. You understand? You might do it in order to encourage people. You might say certain things about yourself to encourage people to learn from you. You know, certain talmidim, whatever, you might say that. But intrinsically, you hide who you are. L'tznuyim chochma. It's in all avodas Hashem. Tznius is a very important aspect of anava. Okay. L'chol nefesh kifi erka v'adrega kihine midas emes hi midato shel Yaakov hanikra bereach hatichon. The middle of Emes is Yaakov is called the middle. I don't say Tichon. The Briach HaTichon is like the middle. How you call it? Stone that all the other stones are weighted. You know, you have it in the arch. You have the middle one that keeps all the stones together. That's Yaakov. Hamavriach min akatze lakatze mirum hamalo. It goes from the end, from the side one end to the other side, from the heights of the levels of Madrigas and so called Dargin. From whichever level, Mavriach Toch Nekuda Emsa'it, he brings the middle way. She Nekuda Ubechinat Midat Emet. That's the middle way. This is the Rambam who says a person in his Midas chooses the middle way. That's Tiferet. Like you shouldn't be miserly and you shouldn't be spent. You know, how you say a Nadiv, Yotemidai Nadiv. You should be in the middle. You should be giving. And know who to give and know who not to give. And not give. Right? Umides emes hi nachala bli mitzarim. It's an inheritance bli without boundaries. Ve'en la shu lemala ad rom hamalo. It doesn't have a shu above which a person can reach in rom hamalo to the heights of levels. Ve'kol malo madregot shulamata hem ke'en legabe malot madregot shulamata hem. And all the madregos which are below that is nothing to do with nothing, not on the madrego of nothing, no comparison to the level that he's on. Ki yedua leyodechein, to those who understand, shebechinat rosh v'mochin shel madregos hatachtonot, the high levels of the upper levels, hen lemat mechilas ikevayim v'reglei madregos elyonot. That means the highest of the high levels of a lower level is just the reglaim, the feet of the lower levels. Mehen of them. Kamal Razal Ragli Achayot Keneged Kulan. The feet of the Chayot, of the Merkava of Yecheskel, the feet of that Merkava, the chariot of Yecheskel, is Keneged everything which is below it. And Chazal says that the Keter, Eliyon, the Rotzen, the highest level of where we are, is the Malchus of the previous world, the world from below it. I.e., all that which is the lowest of the low of the higher levels is the beginning of the higher of the lower level. It's true by people as well, it's true by us. Now, when we're saying all of this, you have to understand, sometimes we should jump. sometimes, especially in yeshiva, you should jump a little bit. You should be jumping in your tefillah. We should be jumping in our doing of our mitzvahs. We should be jumping in our learning. We should be like, you know, today you're going to have mishma. It's a jump. You don't normally stay up till 12 o'clock at night learning. And you have Shabbos to shluf, right? So you're going to sit up. We're not staying up for the kugel or for the cholent or for the thing. That helps us, you know? You can bribe the Yetzirah. It's allowed to bribe, and it's a good bribe. And it's comradeship and all those sort of things. But we're going to stay up, and there's going to be a Tosfos that we wanted to get that week. Well, the Tosfos was hard, it was interesting, we found it interesting. And we're going to sit with our Chavrusa, and we'll schwitz over that Tosfos for 3 hours. We're going to learn that Tosfos, we're going to repeat it over, we're going to get the depths of that Tosfos, we're going to schwitz it to get under full understanding. We're going to learn that Tosfos baal peh. What's the kasha? What's the teretz? What's his havamina? What's this? What Rashi says? What says ask kasha? We're going to go through it. We're going to spend 3 hours of solid learning. No schmoozing around, no nothing. We're going to sit and then we'll have a break and we'll have our cholent and we'll have our whatever we'll have. We'll take time so we're going to be. I'm in the main yeshiva now. Right? I'm stuck. I'm going to sit and learn. We're going to jump to where, even we're not there, we're going to jump once and feel the taste. Feel the taste of learning with tshuka. Feel the taste of what it is to understand fully a Tosfos. Everyone agree, you know, no one doesn't want to taste, oh, I'll try some sushi, oh, I'll try some Chinese, oh, I'll try some Indian food, oh, I'll try some Thai food, oh, I'll try, right, everyone wants to, willing to taste. I want to try a Tosfos in brachas. I want to try a Tosfos in zvachim. I want to try a Tosfos in, you want to try it? I want to try learning a Tosfos in be'in, rav. I want to read an Achron. Rabbi, please teach me a ketos. I want to see what a ketos is. I want a ketos. I want to try it out. Teach me one. You understand? We want to have a tshuka. We want to be more rare, a desire in us. A desire for learning. A desire for avoda. That's what we want to be more rare. We want to be Ovdei Hashem. Ovdei Hashem is, again, not doing mitzvahs. I do the same mitzvahs as you, and he does the same mitzvahs as him, and we all do the same. And you know, sometimes when you're in the frum world, you all wear the black hat, the black kippah, the black jacket, the white, you've got the white shirt, right? The tie, right? And Shabbos, maybe in America, the tie also, I don't know. And that's it, you have the whole thing, and the black shoes, right? We all have it, right? We look black and white minstrels, they did it once in the Machon Shlomo Purim Spiel, right? That's where we are. So you don't feel any. You lose sometimes, you feel you lost your identity. I'm just like everyone else. Everyone's learning, everyone's doing. No, it's not true. You know how this guy's learning? You know that this guy's tired, he has ex-kids and what he has, and he's sitting and learning and he's steiging away. You know what that guy's doing? You know, I know what you're doing. I don't know if it's hard for you. We don't know. And you're an individual. And you're an individual avoda. And only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the trials and tribulations that you personally go to. No one else knows. And you're an Ovid Hashem. You're an Ovid Hashem. And he knows how much of an Ovid Hashem you are. And he knows how hard it is for you. And he's the only one. He's the only one. And you're an individual. You're not part of a crowd. You're an individual. And what you do on your level as being an individual, yeah, no one knows about it. No one knows, only you and him. And people might think even wrong things about you, even good things, who cares? You're an Ovid Hashem to him. That's what makes you an individual. That's what makes you Ruchani. That you're working on that relationship. And you're working with all your koach. That's what makes you a tzaddik. That rotzen, that's our inner rotzen. That's the inner rotzen I spoke to you about. When we have that rotzen, not just to do, that rotzen to want that kesher, want that avoda, that's what's called yichud. That's what's having a relationship. No one knows what happens to a bride and a bridegroom inside that room. No one knows. That's a private thing. Nowadays, everything becomes public. Even those things become public. It's a zilzul. We're not dogs and cats. It's a zilzul. There's a private avoda. If you go and speak that avoda outside, that's the same zilzul. It's the same zilzul. It's a zilzul in your private life with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's your yichud. You understand? That's your togetherness. And that's where you are. That's the place you are. Where you are with Him is where you are. You understand? You have conversations. You'll be walking in the street and you're thinking, oh, Akhari Bo, have conversations with him. You're supposed to. Go to the forest. You know, rest of the go to the forest, have these conversations. You can have them in your mind. Your mind can be your forest. You can be on a bus thinking these things. But that's your avoda. You understand? Okay.